VOA News reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. The Taliban captured a police headquarters Thursday in a provincial capital in southern Afghanistan as suspected U.S. airstrikes pounded the area, according to an official. Fighting has been raging this week, with the militants seizing 9 cities around the country. Afghan security forces and the government have not responded to repeated requests for comment over the days of fighting. However, President Ashraf Ghani is trying to rally a counteroffensive relying on his country's special forces, the militias of warlords, and American air power ahead of the U.S. and NATO withdrawal the end of the month. While the capital, Kabul itself, has not been directly threatened in the advance, the stunning speed of the offensive raises questions of how long the Afghan government can maintain control of portions of the country it has left. Amnesty International says Ethiopian government forces, Amhara region's militia group, and Eritrean forces have been systematically raping and abusing hundreds of women and girls in the conflict in the country's northern Tigray region. As part of a new report, Amnesty spoke to 63 survivors of rape and sexual assault in Tigray, in addition to health professionals working with the survivors. Among the survivors, 38 said the rapes were perpetrated by the Eritrean soldiers. The White House press secretary told VOA Wednesday the U.S. is closely engaged with countries in the region, leaders in the region, and certainly horrified by what we've seen as ongoing human rights abuses in Ethiopia. For more news, join us, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Senior Afghan officials are in Doha for an international conference which will discuss the Taliban blitz across Afghanistan. Abdullah Abdullah heads the Afghan government's Reconciliation Council and is among one of the officials who will attend Thursday's talks. Ahead of the meeting, a Taliban political office spokesperson told Al Jazeera TV on Tuesday that if the Afghan government wants to go further down the political path and solve the problems through dialogue, we are ready. While the capital, Kabul itself, has not been directly threatened in advance, the speed of the offensive raising questions how long the Afghan government can maintain control. Algeria begins 3 days of national mourning Thursday in honor of the 65 people, including 28 soldiers, who died from wildfires in Algeria's Berber region. Dozens of fires began scorching forested mountainsides in the region Monday, destroying homes and animals that provide a livelihood for those who live there. The Prime Minister and Interior Minister both said Tuesday that arson was suspected in the Kabul blazes despite a heat wave and high winds fanning the flames. Zambians heading to the polls Thursday to choose a new president, parliament, and local representatives in a general election that analysts say will be a test for one of Africa's pillars of democracy. President Edgar Lungu faces his fiercest competition from a familiar challenger, Hakainde Hichilema, one of the 15 opposition candidates. Analysts predict a tight race to determine the country's political future, and a second round could result if a candidate does not receive more than 50% of the ballots cast. Security concerns have risen amid violent clashes in recent weeks between supporters of the two major parties, the ruling Patriotic Front and the opposition Unified Party for National Development. One of the confrontations left 2 people dead. Police officers have been deployed to maintain law and order and prevent any violence during the voting. And Sudan's civilian cabinet has resolved to turn former President Omar al-Bashir and other ex-officials over to the International Criminal Court to face multiple charges of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity, according to a statement obtained by VOA from the Sudan News Agency. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.